This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
You have year-end goals. Constant Contact has what it takes to help you meet them faster. Sell more, raise more, and build real relationships with your audience with Constant Contact's digital marketing tools, all made to fast-track your success. Put the go in your 2024 goals with email, social, SMS, and customized marketing campaigns built for you in just a few clicks. Ready, set, go to ConstantContact.com and start your free trial today.
The North Texas stories you need to know. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
In preparation for a Trump presidency, Texas is offering him a parcel of land.
This will help him accomplish one of his main priorities, KRLD's Kristen Yates explains.
More than 1,400 acres of Texas borderland could be converted to deportation facilities under Trump's administration. In a letter obtained by News Nation, Texas Land Commissioner Don Buckingham proposed the property in Starr County be used for processing and detention purposes. Texas has ramped up border security efforts with Governor Greg Abbott's Operation Lone Star that has included expanding buoy barriers in the Rio Grande. Officials say they are preparing for a possible migrant surge before Trump's inauguration in January, with the National Guard and DPS conducting border exercises this week. From the 24-hour news center, Kristen Yates, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
The Texas State Board of Education narrowly approves a Bible-infused curriculum for elementary schools, but fights over religion have just begun.
Texas Republicans want the Ten Commandments to be posted in every public school classroom. The bill filed this week faces opposition from civil rights groups.
The Ten Commandments are a better fit for Sunday schools than they are in Texas public schools.
Imelda Mejia with the Texas Freedom Network says that public schools teach kids of all faiths and some who are non-religious, and those families, she says, should be respected. In neighboring Louisiana, a similar law was blocked last week by a federal judge. From the 24-hour news center, I'm Michael Board, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
SpaceX has a successful launch of their sixth test flight of their huge Starship rocket down in Boca Chica, South Texas. President-elect Donald Trump came to Texas to watch it all happen with CEO Elon Musk. NASA hopes the Starship is going to land astronauts on the moon during this decade, and Musk expects Starship to take people to Mars. This is what it sounded like in Boca Chica. Now, they ended up passing on the opportunity to catch the booster with the giant mechanical arms like they did during the last launch. So the booster ended up splashing down in the Gulf of Mexico, and then it blew up. The catch was called off just 4 minutes into the test flight. The booster hit the water 3 minutes later.
Word from the Dallas County Elections Department, during the recent election, some voters were handed the wrong ballots, and hundreds others are missing. The issues aren't expected to affect the results of any races, but despite that, some are concerned about the issue.
Dallas City Council members pushing for answers after Dallas County Elections Office revealed several problems experienced during the elections that led to long lines and frustration among voters.
They're absolutely right to be frustrated and to be, angry.
Dallas County Election Administrator Heider Garcia telling City Council nearly 4,000 voters countywide got a ballot that was not for their precinct.
Which means they voted on some things they were not supposed to vote, or they didn't vote in things they were supposed to vote.
And weeks later, 190 ballots from a voting location in DeSoto are still missing.
That is NBC5's Alicia Barrera.
In federal court, a jury could deliberate today in the civil suit against former Dallas police officer Amber Geiger.
The family of shooting victim Botham Jean is asking the jury for millions in the 2018 shooting. Geiger thought there was an intruder in her apartment when in reality she had gone to the wrong floor of her building and was at Jean's apartment, then shot him dead. After the criminal trial, Jean's brother Brandt addressed Geiger in court.
I don't even want you to go to jail. I want the best for you.
Geiger is serving a 10-year prison term and waived an appearance in this trial. Any judgment would be held against a potential book or movie deal. From the 24-hour news center, LP Phillips News, Radio 1080 KRLD.
All right, off the east coast of Italy, there's a big island. It's called Sardinia. And on the island of Sardinia, there's a very small Italian village called Ololai.
That's not right.
Olestrine.
Ololai. Ololai is what it is. And they're offering homes for $1. You can buy a house for $1 in the town of Ololai. Their goal is to attract Americans that are looking to leave the United States after Donald Trump's victory. The website promotes Ololai as a paradise with pristine nature, incredible cuisine, and a community with ancient traditions. They offer guidance for expats, including arranging viewings to finding contractors. Ololai is known as the birthplace of Franco Colombo, a two-time Mr. Olympia and close friend of Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Yeah, and evidently Julio Franco was born there as well, right? The former baseball player.
I do not know that.
Oh, okay.
Does that house have running water
and electricity? Yeah, it's not a house. They have a whole bunch of houses that they're willing to sell you for $1. But they also have like a brain drain there. Like there's no new people there. Mm-hmm. So they just desperately need people.
Some tasty news if you're hosting Thanksgiving this year.
There is some good news. The American Farm Bureau Federation says a classic Thanksgiving meal for 10 with a 16-pound turkey, sides, and dessert costs just over $58 this year. That's down 5% from 2023.
We've seen a decline in the cost of this Thanksgiving meal for two consecutive years.
Economist Barrett Nelson says the turkey is the biggest reason why. Prices are down about $1.70 a pound from a year ago. Other items like sweet potatoes, milk, and pumpkin pie mix have also dropped. But even though the meal is cheaper than last year, Nelson points out prices are still 19% higher compared to 2019.
We have felt the impacts of inflation for several years, and while they've slowed down, we're still feeling it in our pocketbooks at the grocery store.
Experts recommend shopping around and comparing prices at different stores to make sure you're getting the best deal possible.
That's Dan Yabakis reporting.
Our KRLD business analyst, David Johnson.
Hi, good morning, all. Happy hump day. What a difference 24 hours makes. We were talking this time yesterday and looking at a market that was going to open sharply and broadly lower. Actually, not just our market, the world markets selling off because of the increased tension between Russia and Ukraine. But by the end of the day, at least here, we'd seen a major turnaround. The Dow was still a little bit lower because of a handful of stocks, but there were more stocks up than down. We had a nice turnaround, a 1% gain in the NASDAQ. The S&P was lower. Some of that on some speculation that maybe this is what you go through as you get ready for a ceasefire. Everybody posturing. I don't know. Anyway, it was an excuse to buy, and buy they did. The interest rates had gone down sharply as everybody was hiding in treasuries yesterday. Interest rates are back up today, 4.43% on the 10-year. Gold, however, is still rallying, up another $11 at $26.42. If we open right now, the Dow would be up 143, the NASDAQ up 53, the S&P up 13 points, so gains across the board. Individual stocks out there? Well, everybody's been worried about retail and what the consumer's doing. The consumer seems to be sitting on their wallets, and Target sure shows that. The largest earnings miss in 2 years. Target said the consumer's on a budget. They're very picky. Target stock is down 18%. However, Williams-Sonoma, yet another retailer, had revenues that beat, earnings that were better. They raised their outlook, and Williams-Sonoma stock is up 23% this morning. And just for good measure, TJ Maxx beat on the top and the bottom line, and they're going to buy back a bunch of their stock, and they're raising their estimates. And yesterday, Walmart closed at a new all-time high. So maybe it is just a picky consumer, and they're not picking Target. Crude's up 43 cents. Stocks look higher across the board. David Johnson, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
We're following breaking news as Senate Leader Chuck Schumer schedules another late night tonight in the Senate on 9 more district court judges, bringing Schumer's total up to 12 that he's trying to get through before Donald Trump is sworn in.
Arlington officials sharing more information about that metal piece that fell from the roof of AT&T Stadium before the Cowboys game on Monday night. They say there is no structure structural problem with the building or the retractable roof. That's good news. Jerry doesn't have to tear it down. Turns out it was the lid of a cable tray, and strong winds Monday caused it to move as the roof was opening. Crews have since made adjustments to keep those lids secure, and the city says they'll continue to monitor the situation closely.
Grapevine's Post Malone is going on a large stadium tour after his chart-topping country music album. He's calling it Post Malone's Big Ass Stadium Tour. I just cussed on the air.
Oh, you
now
did.
I'm scared.
Oh, my goodness.
But that's what he calls the tour.
He does.
And yes, it's stopping at AT&T Stadium in Arlington on May 9th. He's also playing the Alamodome. I can say that.
I like it better the way you said it. Alamodome.
It's, yeah, it's very fancy. Uh-huh. Expect performances of fan favorite country collabs like I Had Some Help with Morgan Wallen, Guy for That with Luke Combs, and Pour Me a Drink with Blake Shelton. I'm going to need a drink after this story. Pre-sale starts today. General tickets go on sale next Tuesday.
The All Local is updated three times a day for the latest news, weather, and traffic. Listen to News Radio 1080 KRLD. Visit KRLD.com. Download the Odyssey app or ask your smart speaker to play News Radio 1080 KRLD.